I am Daniel Lucas, and welcome to Music 101. Music 101 is all about the music that I like. My top 5 music of the week, my top 10 music of the month, and a lot more. And today, I have my special guest, no other than Miss MJ.
Hello, Daniel. How are you today?
Fabulous. How about you, Miss MJ?
Oh, just happy as a pig in the gutter.
You're happy that we're doing every week, right?
You betcha.
We make you busy. So, Miss MJ, what are we going to talk about today?
Well, I believe it is an important piece of information, or several pieces of information. If you want to talk music 101 and you want to discuss bands, the one you got to really be talking about is Bare Naked Ladies, or known as BNL. Well, it's B, Bare, and Naked, L, Ladies. And who doesn't like Bare Naked Ladies?
Of course. I need a $1 million. Come on.
Everybody loves that song. Everybody. I know it's got to be your favorite.
Yes, my favorite. $1 million. Come on.
Well, is it the money or the name of the song that you'd prefer?
Both.
Of course.
Both. So what can you say about Bare Naked Ladies?
Oh, my goodness. I just know so much about these guys. It's insane. I probably know more about them than I do about my own family. Well, there might be a few things you can say to stump me on it. But I'm pretty sure I've got most of the tea to dish.
Okay.
The whole thing started, Bare Naked Ladies started, believe it or not, back when two guys, one in grade 4 and one in grade 5, went to a school for excelled intelligence, you know, like a smart kid school.
Yes.
Something I wouldn't know how to describe because I've never been to one. I think I drove by one once. But the two people were Stephen Page and Ed Robertson. And Ed Robertson was in grade 4 and Stephen Page was in grade 5. And they had met at school. And they became camp counselors at not exactly band camp, but music camp. Music camp, yeah, where you know, special students, highly intelligent students went in the summer to hone their musical abilities.
Yes.
And Ed Robertson had heard this cassette that Stephen Page put out with a friend of his that they had not put out, but they had recorded. And he got a hold of it and he listened to it and he really liked it. And he wanted to be a rock and roll star, Ed Robertson. And he was a huge Rush fan, speaking of bands we've discussed. And he used to wear like their t-shirts and like the Triumph t-shirts and everything. But he said he didn't really understand or didn't really know what Stephen Page's musical taste was or endeavors were. But he listened to this cassette tape because it was back in the 80s, early 80s. Yeah. And we didn't have CDs yet. And if you wanted to make a CD, that wasn't even a possibility for somebody in middle school. You know what I mean?
Yes.
So, but he memorized some of the songs and he showed up one day singing one of Stephen's songs that he'd written. And then Stephen knew that he really liked his music. And Ed Robertson said some of the songs were fabulous and some of them were crap. But, you know, that's what happens on most albums.
Yes.
And so then when they went to the summer camp, Ed Robertson, who was a vocalist, he played guitar and such. He started singing it, and the minute that Stephen Page joined him on harmony, they knew. They looked at each other and just knew that they had to be in a band together. Yeah, they were in like their, I think they were probably around 16 or 17 at this time.
Okay. They said, oh, music is our passion.
Yes. Like that, eh? Yes, absolutely. So they decided that they were going to work together, and they had, there was two other guys that joined them later that they met at music camp as well, at band camp, I'd like to say, but it's music camp. Yeah, and they were brothers.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
There was Jim and Andrew Cregan.
Yeah.
And Jim could play any instrument. Like, he was just one of those people who could pick up an instrument and play it. And his brother, Andrew, was a keyboardist. But they joined a little bit later. There's a few other interesting things to tell you first. But you go ahead. What questions do you have for me?
So let's just give more information about Bare Naked Ladies. It's a Canadian rock band formed in 1988 in Scarborough, Ontario. Their self-titled 1991 cassette, becoming the first independent release to be certified gold in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
Awesome. So, Bare Naked Ladies won the Juno Award, Miss Andre?
Yes, they certainly did. They won it 4 times, I believe. I think they won 4 Junos. They've won like a list as long as many arms of different awards. I mean, you want to go through Billboard Awards and or Much Music Awards, MTV Awards. You just name it. It's just, the list just goes on and on and on. I've got them, but man, it's a long one. I don't know how long we got.
Yeah, yes, they have won multiple Juno Awards and have been nominated for 2 Grammy Awards. Wow.
Yeah.
The group has sold over 15 million albums and singles and were inducted into the Canadian Music Hall of Fame in March 2018.
18. Wow.
Fantastic.
Did you know that they hadn't seen Ed Robertson and Stephen Page hadn't seen each other in
many years?
9 years when they played that induction. So,
oh, really?
Yeah, because Stephen Page had left the band, but we'll get to that later.
Okay, so what else you can say about Bare Naked Ladies?
Okay, first off, I want to tell you a really interesting story about them that I found to be just the strangest thing, but what a great idea. Here in Canada, we used to have this, it was like almost like a break between programs when you had some extra time, you know, like before one show starts, instead of filling it up with commercials, they'd use this thing called Speaker's Corner.
Yes.
And you got into this little booth. It was like a little photo booth. And you just released all the things that were pissing you off about Canada or about, you know, something in particular, your job or whatever. But mostly it was to, you know, let people know what was going on in different parts of the country. And they didn't have any budget when they started. By then, Cregans had joined them, and they had been practicing this song that was originally a Bruce Coburn song called Lovers in a Dangerous Time, which had made it pretty big a long time ago. And so they went into the Speaker's Corner, all 4 of them jammed into this little box, and they said, "We don't have any money and we can't afford to make a real video, so this is it." And then they just played it live with acoustic guitar and did 4-part harmony, and it went berserk. MTV or Much Music picked it up, and it was playing on CBC Radio. It was everywhere. And that was their big break.
Oh, that's interesting facts about it.
Yeah.
So let's do the top 5 music, top hits, Bare Naked Ladies.
Okay. let me see. What are my favorites? Well, 1 week is their number one seller.
Yeah.
And I think it's my number one seller too.
So let's do at number five first.
Okay.
At number five, top five hit songs of Bare Naked Ladies.
That would be 1 week.
1 week. Okay. Why 1 week?
Well, it's such a good...
I thought it's number one.
Well, no, it's not my number one.
Oh, okay. So,
It's just something that deserves to have... They all... It's really hard with Bare Naked Ladies because their whole concept behind everything was as soon as you're in front of people as a band, entertain them all the way through as much as you can.
Yes.
And they're very smart and they were goofy and funny and very physical and really quick on the spot. You know, they worked really well. Like they could come up with something really quickly. And yes. Fabulous musicians because they were all at Smart Camp.
Smart. Smart Camp.
But since all Canada decided that 1 week was number one, I thought, well, you know what? It's definitely on my list, like they all are, and it's hard to decipher which one's best. But I thought I'm gonna give them a different first pick. So
okay, at number five, 1 week. At number four,
I would say Jane.
Jane, why is Jane?
Jane is another really, really good song of theirs. It was about a relationship that one of them had. They wrote everything themselves too, like between Stephen Page and Ed Robertson, they did all their own writing. Jane is sort of, you have to listen to it, but it's not as fast and as
it's not a pop.
Yeah, no, it's still pop, but it's not, it was like a mid energy type of song, but it had a great deal of wonderful instrumentation in it and fabulous harmonies as usual.
Oh, okay. So what else you can say about Jane?
It did pretty well on the charts. I know that. I can't give you an exact number for sure because I'm always just thinking about my numbers because they're the ones that count. Remember, I'm the woman with a face made for podcasts.
Oh, definitely. So Jane is a song by Bare Naked Ladies from their 1994 album, Maybe You Should Drive. The song was written by Stephen Duffy and Stephen Page.
Yeah.
Okay, the single release included the album version of Jane and live version of What Good Boy and Back Naked version of Great Provider. Oh, that'd be awesome, eh?
Yeah. No, no, everything they do, I think, is awesome.
Yes. What can we say? Bare Naked Ladies, people. At number four, Jane. At number three.
This was, like I said, every song, it's a bit of a toss-up, which one I like the most. Broken to the Old Apartment.
Broken to the
old apartment.
So what's the story of the song?
The story behind it is this: he's Stephen Page is singing most of it, and he sings about how it's about a relationship where they used to live together, and he says, broke into the old apartment, and then he says, why did you paint the walls? Why did you fix the door? Why did you do all this stuff? Anyways, and then it comes out to the end. Well, I'm not going to tell you what the story is at the end, but everything usually in their songs are very humorous. But he was telling her that he missed her and that he loved her and that so he broke into her apartment, but it wasn't hers anymore. So he ended up in trouble. There you go. I let the cat out of the bag. I couldn't help it. Don't ever ask me to keep a secret.
They get separated.
Yeah.
Oh, so the song is tragic, or it's sort of a love quarrel?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it says The Old Apartment is a song by Canadian alternative rock band Bare Naked Ladies. It was the band's first entry on the Billboard Hot 100 and first mainstream top 40 hit, appearing on the albums Born on Pirate.
Mm-hmm.
Born on Pirate Ship. And the music video of the song, which generated Best Director nomination at the 1997 Much Music Video Awards, was directed by a fellow Canadian and fan, Jason Priestley.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's the awesome. That's good to know, eh?
Oh, absolutely. Everybody should know about the Bare Naked Ladies if they have a sense of humor and they like up-tempo beats and fabulous entertainment.
So if you compare Bare Naked Ladies to Rush.
Oh, there's just no comparison. Rush is, like I said, it was like a prog rock, very serious, took everything very seriously that they did, and it was highly complicated and a lot of sort of astral sounds and techno, you know, keyboards and, you know, like all sorts of weird space sounds that went on. That was my opinion. But
just like what you said, orange and apple.
Yeah, absolutely. Oranges and apples. Yeah. But these guys are good. They were like two cantaloupes in a pea pod. They were matched for each other. They were supposed to work together.
At number 3, Broken to Alden Apartment.
Yeah.
At number 2,
Enid. It's another song with a surprise ending, and I will not tell you this one.
A tragic ending, or it's
no, it's not tragic. It's just ridiculous, sort of. Well, not so ridiculous, but I mean, young kids, young people, teenagers write songs for each other, and you know. And this isn't that type of song.
Really?
It is if it was through the eyes of an adult, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it says, Enid, we never really knew each other anyway. And then it talks about what their differences were and that. And then there's a wrap up at the end, which is a bit of a surprise ending too. Of course, it's always hard to tell. You have to listen to their songs very closely. This is a very high energy song, like very high energy.
Do you mean high energy, emotional energy?
No, like movable. Like it's a total, almost everything they did was like a fabulous dance song.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so it's very high energy, and all their videos are really high energy. Like they're just bouncing and jumping, and all of them are like, they have, like I said, their whole mantra was to give as much entertainment in front of people as you possibly can.
Yes.
And spontaneity, and you know, keep it positive always.
True. Enid is it was written by Stephen Page and Ed Robertson and released as a lead single from their 1992 debut album Garden. That song was successful in their home country, reaching number 2 on the RPM top single charts to become their highest charting single until It's All Been Done reached number 1 in 1999.
Wow. And yeah, I picked it, didn't I? Enid,
yes.
Number 2. Yeah.
That would be awesome. And Enid was Canada's 28th most successful song of 1992. Congratulations, MJ. You have a good list of songs of Bare Naked Ladies.
I have some.
Yes.
And I have some angels on my shoulder. They help me pick them. They're running through the computer as we speak, trying to find information.
Congratulations to your angels. At number two, Enid. At number one.
Oh, you know, this one is, can I do, both. Can I split it? Can it be a 50-50?
Oh, definitely, yes. It's your list.
Okay, now I know you want If I Had $1 Million.
Of course.
Be number one.
Yes.
But that isn't what it is. It's, I'm sorry. I mean, it's great. I love it. But I've heard it so many times because it also was one of those videos that they made in the speaker's corner booth.
Yes.
And it was also on their first demo or their first release, which was an EP with Be My Yoko Ono, which happens to be half of what I think is number one. So Be My Yoko Ono.
Be My Yoko Ono.
Yoko. That was
Be My Yoko Ono.
Yeah. Which was oh Jesus, hope you can edit this because I can't remember for some reason. John Lennon's wife and the reason why the Beatles broke up, really.
Oh wow. Yes, tell us.
Yeah.
Oh
really? And then okay, you ready for the second part?
Yes.
Okay, and the other one is Pinch Me, is what it's called.
Pinch Me.
Yeah, and it is sung by Ed Robertson, and it again has a joke in it that makes the whole crowd go crazy when doing these things live. And
Pinch me.
Yeah.
Okay. So at number one, you have half, right?
Yeah.
Be My Yoko Ono and Pinch Me.
Yeah.
Okay. So what can you say about this? Be My Yoko Ono.
Okay, well, it is a Yoko Ono, if for anybody who isn't familiar,
what can you say about Be My Yoko Ono?
Okay, well, Yoko Ono, for anybody who does not know, was John Lennon's wife. Second wife, I believe, and which is she's been accused of being the reason why the Beatles broke up. And this song is sort of, I think they use, in my opinion, they use this excuse in case they screw anything up. They can always, so it's like, be my Yoko Ono, be the one that everybody's mad at instead of me.
I am sorry. They said, "Oh, I'm the one who will blame." Right?
Yes. Yes, but she was actually, they were madly in love, like very much in love. But she put up with an awful lot of his crap, as far as I know, John Lennon's crap, and from what I've read. So and I don't like to gossip, but he wasn't a personal friend. So I think I'm all right there. That's sort of what the song is about. Is that he's kind of a mess up, like he's kind of he doesn't stay on track real well, and he really, but he's crazy about her, so he wants her there to be the sidekick, but the one that everybody blames if something goes wrong.
Okay, it's okay. Let's give information about Be My Yoko Ono. It says the song was written by Stephen Page and Ed Robertson and first appeared on their 1989 demo tape.
Mm-hmm.
Back Naked. It was also included on their second and third tapes, Bare Naked Lunch,
yep,
and Yellow Tape, as well as their major label debut, Garden, and on their 2011 compilation, This One, All Their Greatest Hits. Wow. You have a great list, Miss Andre.
Well, now all I got to tell you about at this point, I have 1,000 other things I could tell you, which I hope I get a chance to at least condense it and tell you about why it is that they don't have all the same members. But my other half of that pick is...
Pinch Me, right?
Yep.
So what can you say about Pinch Me?
Ed Robertson is the vocalist on this, and the video is about just somebody who lives in a small town like you would if you lived in Scarborough, Ontario. I can't even imagine living in Ontario, but I'm sure that it's a wonderful place. I hear it's quite beautiful.
Yeah.
The people are pretty excellent from what I hear. But he's just sort of like working at a fried chicken place or some drive-through thing, and he's just sort of tired of his life, and it's summer and it's hot, and he's just sort of, he has an opportunity to leave, but then he goes, why would I, because all my stuff's here, you know.
Yeah.
And it's just about him kind of going through the day, and it's really a laid-back summer song, like while you're laying in your lawn chair with a nice cold one in your hand and your reflective board so you get a better face tan, you know, and the sprinklers going, that's the kind of song it is.
Yes. So let's have information about Pinch Me. It says it was released as the first single from their 2000 album, Maroon, on August 1, 2000. The song became the band's final top 40 hit in the United States, peaking at number 15 on the Billboard Hot 100 on November 14, 2000.
Yeah, you know, they won on that album, they won the best pop album in 2001 and best album period in 2001 for Maroon.
Oh, yeah. Be awesome. So what else you can say about Bare Naked Ladies?
Oh, I can tell you all sorts of stuff. They got, the best single was 1 week, of course. They got it. That was in 1999. In 1993, they won Group of the Year. They even had a Children's Album of the Year award in 2009, which is the year that Stephen Page left the band. The Canadian Music Hall of Fame, they were inducted into that in 2018. They've got, like, I counted them up, and I think we're talking 13, 3, 26, like 29, 30 album releases.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, some of them are video album and that, but they are releases, album releases. Some of them are live. It's just they're so prolific, it's just crazy the way that they could write.
Yes. I think that Bare Naked Ladies is a legend Canadian classic band.
Yeah, and yet they made it big in New York way before they made it big in Canada. Yeah, they loved them in New York. I've watched a couple of their concerts from New York, and I actually remember wanting to go to one that was in New York, and it was for New Year's Eve, and I was within minutes of being able to go, and then we ended up not being able to because I had to work. Yeah.
So you're saying that Bare Naked Ladies become famous first in New York than in Canada?
Yeah, mostly just over the border, sort of, because with them being from Ontario, they were like in the eastern end of the state, so they, you know, they did okay there. But a lot of bands, like Tragically Hip for sure was one that used to cross the border when they had free time and just go play the clubs, you know.
Yes,
because it kept getting them exposure in the States, and that's what everybody always wants, is to have exposure in the States musically. And this is what they did, and they took off way faster in the States, and they were acclaimed over there well before anybody even realized they were Canadian, you know.
Yeah,
but they had to change a couple of band members. I think it was Andrew Keegan left the band yet again, this is sort of a coincidence. It's almost like it runs in a rock and roll line. But yeah. Remember, I told you that Neil Peart died of brain cancer.
Yes.
And Gord Downie died of brain cancer.
Cool.
Well, Andrew Keegan, he got brain cancer. And he left the band to go through, like, recovery and treatment and stuff. But he survived. Thank God he survived.
He survived, yes.
Yeah. But they added a different guy in his place. Well, because they had to, because they needed the sound. They had all the guys. They had all the everybody knew exactly what they were doing. And they needed somebody just like him. And I can't completely remember his name right now. I'm sorry, but it's just sort of escaped me. But I know that they added at this point, or just shortly after they started, they added Tyler Stewart as their drummer because they had Jim Keegan doing, like I said, he was multi-talented. And so he was doing that, and his brother did keyboards. But Jim could, like, just amazing entertainer.
How amazing it is.
Oh, just stupid. Like, that's all I can say. It was stupid.
Amazing.
I went to school with a chick like that, and I just wanted to punch her in the throat sometimes because she could play anything and she could sing. But anyways, in 2009, this is my final piece of information. Yes. Well, 2008, Stephen Page, by now they've made lots and lots of money and they've traveled a great deal and they've done everything there is to do. And and they've had a lot of really important Canadian artists guests in their albums and in their shows and stuff. And Stephen Page got a divorce from his wife and started dating this other girl. And shortly after they started, they got busted for cocaine possession.
Oh, wow.
And it was exactly in line with when they were going to release their children's album, which is, and that's not a good thing. You can't have parents buying a kid's album when one of the lead singers is a cocaine addict, you know?
That's too bad, yeah.
And he admitted that instead of serving time, he went to rehab and had to do some community service and stuff. The name of that children's album was Snack Time, and they had a whole bunch of famous people come on and sing songs about what they liked for snacks.
Yeah.
So they loved that. But anyways, after that, then the band sort of decided that they couldn't work together anymore. They said that it had been coming for quite a while, and they all knew it, that they had sort of reached their pinnacle. They'd gotten as far as they could. So Stephen left the band, and they kept going as a four-piece, Bare Naked Ladies, and Stephen Page has a pretty good career as a single artist now. But in 2018, like I said, they had to reunite for the induction into the Hall of Fame, and they said that it was one of the best times they'd ever had because they had been like a big, huge family and that they still keep in touch and everything's great.
Oh, that's fantastic.
Yeah.
Reunite again.
For one time, but they have no plans on becoming a band again. So.
Oh, okay. So they disband already.
Oh, yeah. Bare Naked Ladies still goes, and their stuff is still really good, but the stuff,
yes.
We're talking classics. So to me, I'm listening to the old one with Stephen Page, you know?
Yes, definitely. So if you rate Bare Naked Ladies 1 to 10, where is it?
Out of my list?
Yes.
I think.
If you want to rate them in total as a band.
As a band, they're number 3 or 4.
4, okay. So that'd be awesome. So let's do the recap of your top 5 hit songs of Bare Naked Ladies.
All right.
At number 1. At number 5, 1 week. Jane at number 4. broken to our own apartment. Broken to the old apartment. Okay. I said, at number three, broken to the old apartment. You need at number two. At number one, we have Thai, right, Miss Andre?
Yes, we do.
Be my Yoko Ono and teach me.
Yep.
Thank you, Miss Andre, for your list.
Well, thank you very much for listening to it.
Yes, it's one of a kind.
And may I say that anybody who is not familiar with the Bare Naked Ladies, please look them up and watch their videos and listen to their music. And because they are phenomenally talented and it's really worth your time.
Yes, superb. Their songs are really, if you describe the song in one word, what is it?
Silly, sort of, they're real songs with fantastic instrumentation, but very upbeat and lighthearted.
Yes.
There's nothing political going on there at all.
Yes, like their everyday journey of life.
Right? Yes.
So, Miss Angie, thank you for your time.
Well, Mr. Daniel, thank you. I appreciate every second I get to talk. You know that.
Yes. Next time, we're going to talk about Chili Walk.
Are you sure you want to commit to that?
Yes.
Okay, then I've got your word.
Next time, people, we're going to talk about Chili Walk, one of the famous classic rock influential band in Canada. More to come, people. See you soon.